Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our brand new listeners joining us through DCNowRadio.com and then those listening to us through BlogTalkRadio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we have a real treat for you. We're going to be speaking with platinum-selling recording artist and American Idol winner Taylor Hicks. He's making his first appearance here on the program to talk about his musical journey, also, of course, the impact he's been able to have on his fans around the world, and then, of course, the big news that came recently about his residency in Las Vegas. We're going to talk to him about that and what he hopes his fans take away. Taylor, thank you so much for being with us today here on Conversations Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, this has been something that we've had listeners that have been tweeting us about and sending us messages on Facebook for Taylor, so we're really excited that you could be with us. First of all, congratulations on the upcoming performances in Las Vegas. We're going to talk about that in a moment, but I want to begin by talking about what this whole experience has been like for you. You were the big winner for season 5 of American Idol, and since then, as I said, people around the world have fallen in love with you and your music. What has that whole experience been like for you, Taylor?
Well, it's changed my life. Obviously, going from, you know, a struggling artist and musician to, you know, being, you know, a household name.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those things that, you know, I didn't take for granted because I understood the, you know, understood the business. And, you know, I know how hard it is to catch that big break. And obviously the break that I caught was one of the biggest on TV and,
right,
and in entertainment.
When you think about just the sheer numbers, I know a lot of people, especially in radio, they think about the numbers. And of course, for American Idol, it's votes, over 60 million casting votes for you. And then to be able to walk away, not only with the big prize, but also that sense of validation. As you were looking at that, some would say that was the beginning of the journey for you as far as this musical journey. But you have been loving music for quite some time. When did you first realize that music was something that you were interested in?
Well, I think I've always been singing as a kid, you know, obviously singing and, you know, learning music. So it started from a very early age. And, you know, it was just one of those things where it was something that I did. And so obviously, you know, learning instruments and playing those myself, you know, kind of, you know, it was kind of a no-brainer after all of that, you know, happened that this was the path that I was going down.
Yeah, yeah. And I have heard, especially since we've announced about your coming on, Taylor, people have talked about the authentic nature that seems to come from you, that you are real for them. How important has that been for you to, in spite of the fame, in spite of the recognition, as you said, the life-changing event that was American Idol, how important has it been for you to remain true to who Taylor Hicks is as a person?
Well, I think it was a lot of early planning. I mean, as a kid, I had a vision about becoming, you know, an artist, an entertainer, and to a certain degree, famous. And so,
yeah,
when you thought it all along, and it happens, it's really easy to be yourself.
And is that what you feel like you have been able to share then with others, Taylor, that have been following you? Maybe not even those that are interested in singing per se, but just in being true to what their vision is. Do you think that's what they are also taking away from you, that if you were able to do it and remain true to yourself, then they can do it too?
Oh, I think there's no doubt. I think that when you're talking about, you know, business, when you're talking about you know, your relationships that you have, whether they be family or personal relationships, entertainment, you know, people that are around you can tell if you're being true to yourself or not. So I think, you know, as long as you are true to yourself, I think you ultimately, you know, in some form or fashion, you will be able to, for people to understand that and take that with them and let them be themselves. So I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program through 92.3 FM and also through DCNowRadio.com or those listening in through BlogTalkRadio.com, we have the privilege of speaking with recording artist Taylor Hicks. He's a platinum-selling artist that is also, of course, many of you got to know him as the winner for Season 5 American Idol. He's here talking about his musical journey, what it's been like for him, and we were just talking about the authentic nature that his fans seem to take away from him. And you have very serious fans, Taylor. They truly love you, and you really, I think you really pleased a lot of people, of course, when the announcement came out about Vegas. You're the first of those associated with American Idol to get a residency like this on Vegas. Walk us through that process and how this feels for you, because it's interesting what you just said. You said that, you know, when this is something that you had planned, and so this wasn't just something you woke up one day and said, I'm going to do this, and went for it. Yeah, I mean, this is something that has been with you. Does it seem as though what you're about to go into now in June with Vegas is just another part of your being true to that plan?
You know, it's interesting. I thought about being successful and being famous as an entertainer.
Yeah.
But I guess the Vegas, you know, idea really didn't, you know, come into play until about, you know, maybe a year ago, or, you know, because I do really well in casinos, you know, and a lot of the casino crowd comes to my concerts, obviously playing casinos across the country since I've been on tour. You know, it just made really good sense that was a good place for me to have a residency, and being the first American Idol to have that residency is something I'm very proud of.
Do you feel, and this is something I actually was talking to a recording artist about just earlier today, Taylor, so I'm curious of your thoughts on this. When you are the first at something, of course, you have all eyes on you. I mean, that is, I think, what made you a trending topic, I think, when the announcement first came out. People were very much intrigued. When you have that type of attention on you, how much responsibility then do you feel not only to give your very best for yourself, but also to give it for your fans?
Well, if it wasn't for the fans, and, you know, in my business, you know, I wouldn't be here. So I have to, you know, really respect what they have to say and make sure that they, listen to them and be there and also, you know, let them be a part of what I've got going on. And I think being, you know, that first headliner in Las Vegas at an American Idol, they'll be able to do that.
Yeah. You know, I follow you on Twitter as others do as well, and you are always speaking to your fans and being able to have that communication with them. We put out a question, Taylor, for what song they would like to hear during the musical break today, and it was actually a tie between a song that we were able to get and a song that we weren't able to get. The song that we were able to get was Maybe You Should, and my producer's going to be getting that ready. The single that some wanted to hear was Teach Me to Dance, so I told them that I would ask them when that song will be available for them, so I'm going to do that when we come back. Stay with us, Taylor. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from this break, I want to talk to you about another song, probably my favorite song of yours, and that is Do I Make You Proud. There's a lyric in there in that song that I think is so interesting when it comes to the full circle aspect of your audition, and then, of course, now going back to Vegas. We're going to talk about feeling pride for yourself, being strong, and also being able to love yourself and why that's important and what your fans can take away from that. We'll talk about that when we come back, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM through our brand-new listeners joining us through DCNowRadio.com. Of course, those listening in through BlogTalkRadio.com. Here is Taylor Hicks, Maybe You Should. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live. Stay with us.
I look around this room feel the pull of tender years before we knew enough to be afraid of all our fears. Baby, there was no corner we couldn't find a way out of, and every thought of leaving left us leaning on his love. We had it all, you know, before you started letting go. If you can walk away tonight, give it up for good. Throw it all away like we swore we never would. If you can tear down everything we built, everything we felt, I guess there's a lot that I misunderstood. If you can leave here tonight, baby, maybe you should. Little Alabama town. So I keep holding on to hope, still finding reasons to believe. 'Cause all I ever got from you was always just enough for me. What if it's not for you? What you've gotta do? If you can walk away tonight, give it up for good. Throw it all away like we swore we never would. If you can tear down everything we built, deny everything we felt, I guess there's a lot that I misunderstood. Can leave here tonight, baby, maybe you should. If you can leave here tonight, baby, maybe you should.
Hicks with Maybe You Should here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com, and then, of course, those joining us online worldwide through BlogTalkRadio.com. We actually are speaking with the man, Mr. Taylor Hicks himself. He's been talking to us about the great musical journey he's been on, he has been preparing for this moment for some time, and now to be able to live in it. As I mentioned, Taylor, that song was by request by those who we asked on Twitter what song they'd like to hear. Another song that people are talking about is Teach Me to Dance, and as I mentioned, I told them I would ask them when that song will be available for them. What would you like to tell your fans about the single, when it'll be available?
Well, I think everybody wants music right away, you know, when you're dealing with artists. But when it's ready, that would be my answer. I think, for right now, I think it's important that, I have undeniable great music, and
yeah,
however long that takes, you know, I mean, there's some artists that I know of that take 2 years on a record.
I think
with me and the way that I feel about, you know, releasing a product or an album, you know, releasing things into the marketplace, you know, you don't want to dilute it.
Right.
In today's society, I think there's dilution, you know, you know, you don't want to dilute anything that's, and I think today sometimes you could do that. I think, you know, I think the internet's diluted. I think, you know, television and radio, I mean, a lot of things, if you look around, are diluted, you know, and,
yeah.
And I think, you know, for me and my thought process with art is that you don't want to dilute the marketplace with stuff that might not be as great as it can be. And I think that's something that I'm going to try to do with this next record is, you know, I'm going to try to put a record together that's got 10 classic songs on it. You know, so that's
right.
I think that should be the strive for every artist is to try to put, you know, as much, you know, of their own, you know, influence in their own, and I just really don't want to, really don't want to give anything. And obviously, if we, you know, every artist wants 10 years to create their masterpiece. But
right.
I think, you know, since I've been in the writing process, I think there's some really great songs. Teach Me to Dance is one of them, and it, you know, hopefully sooner than later.
Okay. Well, I'm sure. Well, there you guys go. I did ask him, and so it will be here when it's ready. I think, and that is an admirable answer because nobody wants, and as you have already said, nobody wants to put something out that they don't feel great about. And I think that's a great way to look at it. I mentioned before that musical break with Maybe You Should that Do I Make You Proud is probably the song. In fact, again, I was telling someone about this song today. But verse 2, something you said in that song, and I think as you think about where you are now, beginning with the audition process for American Idol, now going back to have this residency in Vegas, in verse 2, this is what you sang in the song. I guess I've learned to question is to grow, that you still have faith is all I need to know. I've learned to love myself in spite of me, and I've learned to walk on the road, I believe. As you go through this journey and this business, really, of being in the industry, Taylor, where everybody wants a piece of you, everyone wants that ownership, your fans, you know, of course you have so many who believe that they are your number one. How do you stay true to who you are in spite of all of that? I asked you earlier, of course, about the process, but when there are so many people vying for you and expecting from you, how do you stay true to who Taylor Hicks is?
Well, I think you put good friends around you. I think you know, put your, you know, keep in touch with your family and people that really know you for you, you know, and that's something that if you just, that's something that definitely helps you. I mean, that's something that keeps you grounded.
Yeah.
So with that, I would just say, you know, people that knew you when are the best.
Yeah, yeah, people who knew you when are the best. I think that's a great way of putting it. We also have a question on the music side from those joining us through DCNowRadio.com, Taylor, and this is coming from Julie. This is what she asked, and you will have to answer this because I definitely don't know the answer. What is the difference in sounds from a small harmonica like the one that you play and the larger one like Stevie Wonder used to play when he first hit the stage? I'm a longtime fan and recently attended your concert at the Avalon Theater in Eastern Maryland, and that, again, is from Julie G.
Well, the bigger one has more notes to play. The smaller one has less notes to play. So that's, in a nutshell, there's a lot more notes on the chromatics, which are bigger harmonicas, but, you know, blues harmonicas usually tend to be smaller. So there's the answer.
Okay. Well, Julie, we appreciate you listening. Again, that question coming from DCNowRadio.com. So as you are preparing, I mentioned earlier that you are on Twitter as well, Taylor, and one of the things that you recently posted, I know you had some events here in the South where we are, and you talked about, of course, you know, getting back to the music and getting ready. Going home, what is that like for you now, going back to Alabama and to see the love and support? You know, we here in Mississippi, of course, you know you as, you know, I think everyone now claims you, but, I mean, the South is always proud to see one of our own. I know, just like Skylar Lane from my home city in Mississippi, you know, we're very proud of her. What is it like to go back and to still see that love and support there the way that it was?
Well, it's it's amazing. That's just the only way to put it. It's, you know, to have that kind of fan base and to be on a show like Idol and come off of the show like Idol, it's just, you know, it's pretty awesome. You know, that's something that I'm just, you know, very, you know, blessed to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
And it's just when you go home, it's just, it's really great.
So, again, we're speaking to Taylor Hicks. Many of you know him as the platinum-selling recording artist who won Season 5 of American Idol. He's been on today talking about not only his journey in music, but also, of course, what's coming up for him really quickly in June, and that being his new residency in Vegas. And, you know, as you've been kind of crisscrossing, I think you've had interviews today. You've been doing them now for the past few weeks. You know, what would you like to say to your fans, Taylor, about that support from, you know, the 60 million who voted for you, of course, you know, when you first won, that are still supporting you now and being there for you through each step of this journey? What would you like to say to them?
Well, if it wasn't for them, then I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to have this journey that I'm having, and I'm just really blessed and thankful for all of those who voted for me, and then also that all those who are really into, you know, my career as an artist. And that's something that I'm just very thankful for, and that hopefully we can continue the journey.
Yeah. Well, you can keep up with everything with Taylor Hicks by going to his website at www.taylorhicks.com. You can also find him on Twitter, as we've been mentioning, as well as his fan page that he has on Facebook as well. One last question I do have for you, Taylor. I know you've been busy, and we appreciate you giving us this time. And that is, of course, what would you say to other believers? Because there are some people out there who believe that they have talent, even when others may tell them differently, who may tell them that's never going to take you anywhere. What would you say to them based on your own experiences that would give them the encouragement to keep going in spite of what others may say to them?
Well, I mean, I've lived the American dream, and I think you have to get a lot of no's before you get the one yes, and that's something that you just have to take to heart and really have the vision to, you know, carry it through and carry your vision through, whether it be singing, dancing, you know, writing, business, whatever. So really don't take it from me as somebody who's had a lot of no's. All it takes is that one yes, and you're on your way.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I'd say I think that's very well put, Taylor. Again, man, congratulations to you. Continued success, and look, we look forward to staying in contact with you, especially as the Vegas residency begins in June. So thanks a lot for being on with us.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, you do the same. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be here to finish us off to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM, online also through DCNowRadio.com as well as BlogTalkRadio.com. Are you having challenges in relationships, finances, health, or even your career? Want some inspiration you can believe in from someone who has experienced the worst and still found ways to succeed? Well, let me tell you about Rob Pennington. He has been fired, divorced, shot in the chest, audited, and even widowed. Through it all, he found practical ways to turn his worst experiences into his best opportunities, and he shows you how to do the same in his new award-winning book, Find the Upside of the Downtime. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and president of Conversations Book Club. I've read this book, and I really believe it will help you to put your life in perspective and begin seeking ways to make the most of each and every day. You can now get the book, Find the Upside of the Downtimes, on Amazon.com, and also more information can be found by going to www.robertpennington.com. That's www.robertpennington.com. Visit the website, get your copy, and begin living your life with new purpose.